The new head of the Environmental Protection Agency is making a field trip to Alaska this week. Gina McCarthy says this trip is not about regulation, but about learning and tribal consultation. She'll be going to Fairbanks and Bristol Bay, but she started her trip at the site of a receding glacier. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
When the Visitor Center for the Portage Glacier was built in 1986, you could still look up the valley and see the glacier. But EPA head Gina McCarthy had to get on a tour boat and motor up the lake and around the corner to bring it into view. The glacier is largely perched on rocks now, with just two areas overhanging the water. The weather was beautiful, and like any tourist, she was clearly impressed with the beauty of what she saw. But she was also quick to point out that climate change is one of three issues that brought her to Alaska.
Right here, it's a beautiful sight, but in other areas, the melting of ice packs is a significant issue, primarily for drinking water.
McCarthy said President Obama wants his administration to get serious about climate change, and those are marching orders to his cabinet members. They are supposed to get out in the field and see what can be done to reduce carbon emissions, but also become more resilient.
He really made it very clear, and I'm hoping people realize this, is that the challenge of climate change is not a short-term issue. It is a long-term challenge, and one in which we need every level of government and individuals to really participate in what the solutions are. How do we make a response to this climate challenge work in a way that's healthy for the economy, as well as addressing what is perhaps the greatest threat that we have environmentally, which is climate change.
Wednesday, McCarthy will be in Fairbanks, where high fuel prices and limited access to alternatives drove many families to burning wood, which led to air pollution during cold weather atmospheric inversions. A recent court agreement has shut some of the worst offenders down. An incentive program let people swap their wood boilers out for more efficient stoves. And that is worth celebrating, she says.
And I know the mayor there and others are very active, and the state is as well, in looking at opportunities to do some wood stove changeouts. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm excited to join the mayor because he's taken a lot of initiative here, and the state has as well.
The most controversial element of McCarthy's Alaska trip is undoubtedly her trip to the proposed Pebble Mine area. Under pressure from mine opponents, the EPA is making final a watershed assessment, which some hope and some fear will result in the federal agency using its water quality authority to ban the mine because it would put salmon runs at risk. McCarthy said it would be premature to discuss what should happen before the science is finalized.
We will finalize that in time, but I am not here to move forward. I'm here to understand what the issues are today.
Pebble was the issue reporters repeatedly probed her about, and she kept repeating that this is just a learning trip for her.
Every day I learn. I just got here yesterday, and I'm seeing things that I never expected to see up close and personal. I'm going to have that same attitude when I go there. I'm going to try to understand how they live, what they think is important. I'm going to try to understand what both a mining operation means to local constituents there, and I'm going to understand what the salmon mean to the local communities. And those are, it's just a lot about learning and understanding and being open to differing opinions, and we'll hopefully come to some decisions together on what the future means. And clearly EPA is not here to determine Alaska's future. I'm here to understand how people see their future and how our decisions mean something to them in crafting that future.
McCarthy was confirmed by the Senate a little more than a month ago. Her predecessor, Lisa Jackson, was a lightning rod for Republican opposition as she cracked the whip on air emissions. McCarthy was Jackson's air quality head, and her confirmation went largely along party lines. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.